everyone knows in town. It's a fantastic facility, one I used a lot myself during COVID. And but what we see in it is when you go into Cleaver Park, you have your football pitches up on the right-hand side, your lawn bowls club, your tennis club, your amphitheatre then straight ahead of you. But the area to, I suppose, the back left, what's under Kieran's Woods, is underutilised. And the council have some very ambitious plans for that section, which they announced to us or presented to us in the town council there recently. And really, really exciting, ambitious plans, which include two basketball courts, so one half size, one full size, a MUGA area, the multi-use games area, a pump track, which is fantastic for kids learning to mountain bike, BMX, skate, scooters, all that, and then a skate park as well. And also, what would be new in the first kind in Sligo would be a learn-to-cycle area, which is brilliant. Like, it's on a totally flat area where kids can come and safely learn to cycle their bikes away from traffic. On top of that, they're talking about a fenced-off dog park and a large regional playground. So it's really, really ambitious, and I think it's a great use of the space.
And Councillor, this definitely sounds like a good news story, because it seems it's a huge investment in the community, and everyone knows that that all these outdoor activities can have great mental and physical health benefits for people. And I guess with just that in mind, is there a timeline in place, or what are the next steps in the process of these upgrades?
Yes, yeah. Look, I agree. It's massive for our mental and physical health. It's outdoor. It's free to use, accessible. It's the exact type of projects we need to be pushing forward. And I'm glad the Parks Department in Sligo is really running with this one. In terms of timelines, I know that it's going to go to public consultation, so we'll see that advertised in the local papers, on social media. That's happening sometime late June, early July. And once the public consultation is complete, then it goes for approval by Part 8, it's called, by the council. So once it goes through these statutory processes, then they can apply for funding. So I presume we'll be talking late 25, and then hopefully start funding is successful and start to build sometime in 26.